Blog Talk Radio.
To get 1,000 miles from the Earth, a rocket would need this much power. It would take far more than a human lifetime.
But a space station might look something like this.
To get 1,000 miles.
You are now listening to the Technology KS3 Radio Show. Today's host, Kenneth Saunders III. Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is the Technologist KS3 Radio Show, Morning Rise Edition. I am your host, Kenneth Saunders III. Well, it looks like the huge blizzard that was supposed to hit the Northeast really didn't hit at all. And even though that there are some areas that have had a lot of snow, it wasn't the big apocalypse that the meteorologists were predicting. So that's good news. That means life can continue on up in the Northeast without any true interruptions. Did you all feel the effect of the apocalypse during the middle of the night or this morning? I mean, it was horrible. And that's because Facebook and Instagram went down. Like, you couldn't get on at all. It was crazy. And I was up late. I was trying to get on Facebook because I wanted to change my cover photo, and I couldn't get in. And it felt like life was being ripped away from me. And I know for millions of other people who post constantly, they were forced to do something else, like read a book or go onto another website, complain on Twitter. Or even, oh my goodness, talk to another person over the phone. Those are the effects of when the largest social media network goes down. Now it's all back up and everything. It's fine. In fact, there was a couple of outages last year in September. I don't really remember them. But that's how people are going to remember this one, too. Nobody's going to remember because they're back up. And life is pretty much back to normal. So yesterday, I talked to you all about what I normally do, what my routine is in the mornings. And how that it's important for you to keep your tech in check. And before I actually get into today's topic, are you awake? I woke up yesterday. And I woke up in a different way, in a different manner than I actually expected. I went to go and test drove a Tesla Model S P85D. And from what I took away from doing that was that my whole view on automobiles has really literally just changed. If you get a chance, go to TeslaMotors.com, and if you have a Tesla store in your city, it would be worthwhile for you to go and test drive this vehicle. Even if you're not ready, even if you believe that spending more than $40,000 on a car is ridiculous, it is worth test driving this car. Yeah, this car is over $100,000. Not that many people will actually go and actually buy it. But once you test drive it and realize this is all electricity, you don't have to worry about gas, you don't have to worry about oil changes, you don't have to worry about transmissions. The only thing you have to worry about is tires and your windshield wipers. You may reconsider on what you think a car should be. I sure did. and I was thrust back when I pressed on the gas, and I'm going from 0 to 60 in 3.2 seconds and 80 miles per hour right at 4 seconds. So it is an amazing experience. So Tesla is really doing something serious. And I love the fact that it's an American company. But that's what I did yesterday afternoon. But now, what do I normally do in order to keep my tech in check during the afternoon? Well, after all the experience of thrusting myself into tech news in the mornings, just like how I do before I even do this show, I will continue to use my tech for business purposes. Now, granted, I do have an iPhone 6 Plus. I've had an iPhone since the very beginning. Not that many people in the iPhone world can actually say that. I was there on the first day. But you would think that with the most popular type of apps on the phone are games, I'm actually one that doesn't really play a whole lot of games on my phone. Even though that they're much easier to get to than going on my consoles at home, I don't really play games as much as you may think. Even though I do have some games on there, I still don't. They're almost like placeholders. It's like every once in a while I'll play them, then, you know, that's about it. But mostly when I use my phone, it's really designed for business purposes. So this phone makes money for me. Let's put it that way. And when I get into some debates with people online and, you know, they're passionate about, you know, their Samsung products, and then because of my debate style, I wear them down with facts while they're extremely opinionated. So they go back and say, hey, you know, well, we shouldn't be loyal to anybody in these companies because they're not making any money for us anyways. Au contraire, mon frère. If you actually have the right type of device, your device can actually make money for you. And it's not the matter of my clients calling in and asking for my assistance on setting up their computers or repairing their computers or doing apps or doing databases. It's a matter of my phone helps me when I'm in meetings. So if I'm in a meeting with someone, and I have to write a proposal, well, I'm using my Notability app and I'm taking down all the notes. Then immediately I can go right into my Pages app, pull up my proposal from iCloud, creating a proposal for my client the minute the meeting is over. And that's what this phone does. That's my technology. That's how I keep things in check. I get technology that enables me to make money, or that device makes money for me. Now, of course, not everything is about money, but during the day, after you wake up in the morning, of course, your goal is to create some type of life for yourself. So why not have a device that allows you to be able to create and be able to do the things that allow you to make money? That way you can buy more devices. Or that way that you can buy a Tesla. But I do communicate a lot through my phone. And it is constant. I am on the phone constantly. I don't think that people really understand on how constant it really is. Whether or not, if I'm actually talking on the phone, if I'm checking my email, if I'm responding to text messages, if I'm sending audio messages, it is a constant thing about communication. And of course, that's why sometimes even during the middle of the afternoon, I do may have to disconnect for about a half an hour to an hour just to give myself a little break. And I do that on purpose because I have to have my sanity in order to make it throughout the day. Some people don't understand how to do that. It's like, basically, think about it like this. If you worked at a corporation, if you worked for a company, and imagine if you were able to take, not only do you have your lunch break, but imagine if you were able to take a nap during the middle of the day. Think about how much more productive you would be and how much more refreshed you would be after lunch and after taking a nap. Productivity would go sky high in this country because, let's be honest, when you're working, you're kind of not really working. You are, but not really. You're there for 8-9 hours, but you're not really working. You may work maybe a couple, 3 hours out of that day most time. You may be socializing. You may be on social networks. You may be doing something else, but you're not necessarily really working, like productivity working. So why not take one of those hours and take a nap? Same thing with your technology. Take your time to be able to disconnect a little bit. Get in the routine of being able to do that so that way that, hey, you may not take a nap. You may not communicate on your device. Give some time to be able to go outside and breathe. Now, I'm sure you're wondering, like, why is it that I keep emphasizing going outside and breathing? Because we need to. There are a lot of benefits, particularly during the times when you have sunlight, that is actually beneficial to you so that you can get your vitamin D. You stand outside for 15 minutes, you get all the vitamin D that you need. You start to appreciate nature, start to appreciate these things that technology really, in a sense, has taken us away from. We got to have a balance there. And a lot of people don't balance. So in the afternoons, I try to balance my life to be able to go outside, to disconnect, to breathe, to meditate. It's all about being able to have a healthy mind. And granted, you can set up, even with your devices, alarms and reminders on what you may need to do in order to improve your life. Again, don't allow these devices and to intrude on the quality of life that you deserve. Companies that control their employees through these devices, shame on them. But you as an employee needs to stand up to this corporate technology invasion of your life. Because when it comes down to it, when you're older, maybe you're in your 60s and 70s, you look back on your life, are you going to be happy with the amount of time that you've given to another company in order for them to make more money? Or are you going to be proud that the fact that you took the time to be able to enhance your life? Enhance the quality of life, to spend time with loved ones, and not let technology completely dominate your life. So in the afternoon, and particularly if you try this afternoon, take a break. Turn off your phone. It's okay. That's why we have voicemails. It's okay for somebody to call you and leave a message. Which, again, a whole lot of people don't do these days. That's kind of strange. But either case, make sure you are taking the time to be able to live life without all this technology that's all around. And make sure that you are benefiting from these devices. Now, today I'm going to listen to the Apple press conference about their earnings. Let's see how much money this company has made. That's how have we all contributed to their success. But make sure that you are successful. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.
Up and try again.